Central New York joined the National Day of Action organized by unions, community groups, and schools across the nation and New York State yesterday. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the idea was to reclaim the promise of public education.
Pam Percival, representing Parents for Public Schools in Syracuse, says not every child gets the same kind of education in New York State.
It depends on who you're born to and where they live, what kinds of opportunities are available to you. And that just isn't right, it's not fair, and it doesn't serve our society.
That's why Percival and others are calling for solutions they say will ensure every child in the state gets a high-quality public education. Those solutions include more equitable funding for education, universal pre-K for four-year-olds, and no standardized testing for kids in grade K through 2, as well as a pause in the current implementation of the new, more rigorous Common Core curriculum. These priorities will be highlighted in an open letter to the Board of Regents. Retired Hannibal school teacher Bill Spreeter hopes Albany takes these ideas and says,
"All right, we're going to reexamine what we've done, change some things, hopefully fundamentally, that every group, every interest group here will be pleased with the outcome." And when I say interest groups, I mean students, parents, teachers, and the community at large.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.